mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up and listen up good. The traitors in D.C. passed the National ID Card Patriot Act 2 last night in the House. It's now in the Senate. I hope you'll call the Senate switchboard and ask to talk to your degenerate senator. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Those phone numbers are all at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. It's over 3,300 pages long. 3,300 plus pages. Part 1, 1,778 pages. Volume 2, 1,586 pages. This is ultra-massive, what they're doing to the Constitution. They're just dismantling it. And, of course, they took out the provisions that would stop illegal aliens from getting all these fake IDs. So they leave that wide open. Dr. Deagle's going to be joining us along with Jack McClam coming up in the next segment. Let's talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I got a cold, too. But I just noticed after the big WrestleMania where a Macho Man, John Kerry, took the big flip-flop and dive for gorgeous George W., that, you know, they're all the Democrats, they're just stepping right in line now with everything Bush wants. And this new thing is just more proof. You know, you got the majority of people who voted for this are Democrats, and only eight Democrats voted no on it.
That's right. Only of the 76 that voted against it, let me get the actual numbers. My brain isn't working very good today. 75 no's, only a few were Democrats. You're right. 60-plus of them were Republicans who I guess haven't gotten the word yet that it's okay. It doesn't matter if all the people are against this. We've got electronic voting machines in place for you. You don't have to do what the people want anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's why all this new arrogance is here.
Well, sometimes I think the only way, we might get any attention is, get on a Major League Baseball team and take steroids. But it's pretty sad. And about the driver's license thing, I got pulled over for that in Illinois. And basically, they won't really do anything to you. They'll just tell you to go get another driver's license. You can just say, I didn't even notice that.
No, I know, but the problem starts when you try to fly to New York to cover the RNC, or you try to get press passes into the RNC, or you try to get on an airplane to Los Angeles. But I will not take the chip, and I'm going to fight any employer that ever tries to, you know, use indexes and these national ID cards. The problem is they're going to enforce it through the employers, and then I'm not going to swipe it for the new national sales tax they're going to have. And then at that point, I won't be able to get food. You'll have to have people that have cards that go get you the food. So it becomes this is a nightmare situation.
Well, you know, the FDA will keep you safe. Like, they just bought a bunch of GlaxoSmithKline experimental flu, vaccines with our tax dollars. And,
there's new stuff out where they're not just testing pesticides on foster kids and AIDS drugs that kill them. Now they're going to test psychotropics on kids they've grabbed. I mean, they literally grab people's children. It's in mainstream news. They just report it calmly and then drug them with experimental drugs. I mean, I'm living in hell. And we should expect this. We've had 50 million abortions. We're an evil country, folks.
And you know, GlaxoSmithKline, they're the big fuzzy guys who went and, would do HIV experiments on orphans and, you know, as young as 4 months old and stuff like that. So it's getting
ugly. These are nice people.
Yeah.
How about we all just go to sleep and everything's all right, let the dollar plunge and let them deindustrialize us, and let's go ahead and have the Pan-American Union and get rid of the borders. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate your call. I mean, it is what it is. We're here. We're inside the New World Order. And it's really sad. We got some big guests coming up, and your calls and a whole lot more. The battle's only beginning, though. Why don't you join us?
Alex
Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, from here in the heart of the war room, one of our little bases in the fight against the New World Order, Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Patriot Act 2 National ID Card, 3,300-plus page bill passed. We'd seen subsections of it weeks ago, but they'd added hundreds of new subsections. No one was allowed to read it, and it passed the House yesterday, 300 to just 75, to give you the actual vote on the bill, 336 yeses to 75 nays, and it was only a few Republicans that voted against it. The Democrats love Lord Bush in their actions, not in their rhetoric, and it's now in the Senate, and we at least morally have to call the Senate and tell them, how dare you engage in this traitorous activity. But even as they try to implement domestic checkpoints and all the stuff that's in the bill, even as they try to implement all of this, we have a responsibility to fight at our local level, and there we can actually have an effect. Now, we got Dr. Deagle on, we got Jack McClam on for this hour, and we got loaded phone lines, so we're going to have to limit the... Pardon me? We just lost Deagle, so we'll get Dr. Deagle back on here in just a moment. We have Jack McClam, And we'll have to limit how long the callers are on, because there's a lot of news and information to cover, but we will get to Mike and Brian and Michael and Tammy and John and everybody else that is patiently holding. And again, a couple of weeks ago, they passed the new Freedom Initiative for psychological testing and drugging. That's even going to begin for adults. Jack McClam, a lot is happening.
Brother, a lot is happening, and I don't want to interfere with the very important information you're giving out. And
well, no,
and
I want to keep
now.
You on this hour with us.
Keep me on?
Yeah, we'll keep you on as a guest. I'm glad you called in, Jack.
Oh, I was just calling to give you an update on Leonard Gamage yesterday, who you had on your show. Our two police and military associations up here in Idaho picked up your show yesterday. You know, the old good World War II Flying Tiger, Lieutenant Colonel Leonard Gamage was on your show. And, of course, we really picked up on that, Alex, and wanted to tell you thanks for having him on. And our police and military association here has been working to try to get this sheriff to return his weapons. And
again, for those that don't know, he was brutally attacked at his home by a 20-year-old thug. He fist-fought him off. The guy came back in, and he said, "You better stop." The guy didn't stop, so he shot at the floor. Then he shot him in the foot. I wouldn't have done that. I'd have shot him in the chest. The sheriff then came out to his house, and there's no telling what's going to happen to Mr. Gamage. What's the latest developments?
Well, he told me today, I had him on my show. Thanks to you, Alex, we found out about him. Had him on our program last night and one this morning. And we're finally getting some people contacting the sheriff. We need a lot more, though. And Leonard told us this. He says that he's a friend of Congressman Lane Evans there in Illinois, the federal congressman, Lane Evans. And he said if some people would call Lane Evans' office and tell him that Leonard had eaten dinner with his mama and him and had been on the first bus trip at the first inaugural for Lane Evans, that he would remember him, and he donates to his campaign, and see if he couldn't get Lane Evans, the congressman, to contact this sheriff and try to get his guns back, because he didn't sleep well last night, Alex. He's 87 years old, as you know, and he knows now he's got this suspect out there that he shot in the foot that's bonded out and is loose. And, of course, the sheriff took...
Jack, what would you have done? What would you have done if that guy was in your house?
Well, I taught firearms training for years to private citizens and law enforcement, and we always told them to shoot for center of mass and then be sure you're the only liar on the witness stand. And so that's what we would teach the citizens, that take these people out, because if you don't, they'll come back to get you, or they'll sue you and take your home and your farm and everything, and that could very well happen to Leonard. But we're very concerned about his safety right now, sitting at home alone.
No, I hear you, Jack, and folks should call the sheriff. And do you have the number for Lane Evans?
Yeah, sure do. Call his Illinois office at the number is 309, area code, 793-5760. Zero. That's 309 area code 793-5760.
Let me get your take now on the National ID Card Patriot Act 2 passing the House last night.
Well, it's the beginning, as you know, Alex, of total martial law in this country. Our police and military association knows that. It's just the beginning, and by perpetuating these terrorist attacks that are coming, they will get the American people to accept these things for their own safety and security, which is a laugh, as you know. I was a police officer for years down on the southern border of Arizona, and that 2,000 miles of open border makes this whole homeland security thing just a laugh and a fraud. Because you can't have homeland security when you're getting 4,000.
They're going to have internal checkpoints in Illinois and Texas and every other state. This is in the bill. Searching is just like the TSA at the airports.
Yeah.
You think you can escape that by not flying? Uh-uh. That's in the bill. And we're going to have this to buy and sell. They admit, swipe your card. It's all coming. And then they knocked a provision out that wouldn't let us accept these fake illegal alien cards. So the bill actually protects, if there were real terrorists who weren't the government, It actually protects terrorists. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yes, it's a fraud, total fraud. And our police and military association is promoting the fact that you can't have homeland security when your borders are totally unguarded. And then we're going through martial law at the airports and preparing us to get to accept these things for our own safety.
And they come out and admit, yes, we fondle your wife. Yes, we check all this. And yes, we do this. And yes, it's just training us how to be humiliated.
Yes, we have about 4 comments from TSA employees that really are upset about having to do this to people.
Yeah, and they've been telling the news that I wouldn't do this to my mother.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go through this.
That's right. That's right. So it is a plan to subjugate the American people under this totalitarian system.
If you'll stand there and watch your wife literally having a man put his hands, and they say lingering up to 2 minutes on not just the woman's mammary areas, but other areas. This is mainstream news, and they report it like it's a good thing, Jack.
Yes, we had a TSA employee tell us that what's going on is they're laughing about these things, some of them, and they're making those little machines go off on purpose to those big-breasted ladies that come through that are well-endowed so that they can get them off to the side and have their way with them. And so they're really, some of them, yucking this up. That's what they're doing.
Meanwhile, the border is wide open.
Right, yeah. Total sham.
And there was a Miami Herald article where Mr. Gonzalez, the head guy there over the security at the airport, quit a few years ago, and he said, when they come in from the foreign Muslim countries or China, we call it acing. We're not even allowed to look at their documents. They just hold them up and walk past us.
Yeah.
It's called acing.
Yeah, they don't want to do any profiling against terrorists. Only, it's like Craig Roberts told me, that every time he goes to the airport, he's profiled. They stop him and pull him off and do the heavy, heavy-duty check on him. And I've had the same thing happen to me, Alex, where they actually came on the airplane and took me off and did it a second time.
Hey, Jack, and everybody talks about this, so it must be that this is what they do. Every time I'm at the airport, if there's an old man, and I've seen this twice, literally, one time the guy was even wearing his little veteran's cap. He could barely walk. He had a lady pushing an oxygen bottle behind him. This guy looked like he was about to die. And, man, they just swarmed on him. They have these people called Wolverines. It was out in, I think it was San Francisco. And they were wearing these blue commando outfits, robin's egg blue, you know, that real brilliant blue.
Right.
With little black berets, and they were all foreigners. I mean, literally, and I'm not trying to be mean, folks.
All
but,
foreigners, my but, goodness.
Well, they had an article, it was in the Boston Globe a few years ago, where 96% of people weren't citizens at the Boston airport, and half of those were illegal aliens.
Good grief.
Jack, I'm not kidding.
Man, it's over, brother.
I mean,
if the people don't wake up now, it's just over. I mean, and praise God the people are waking up, Alex. Thanks to your show and many of the people out listening today that are out there handing out your tapes and everything. It's all we've got left to do, brother, but it's working. If we just, we got the plan, we just need to work the plan.
Well, Jack, I tell you, they passed Patriot Act 2, National ID card. It's in the Senate now. I mean, out of the fire into Hades, literally. Now I guess it's just fighting at the local level, because they can pass whatever they want, but let's see them implement it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we're fortunate that people are getting these sheriff's videos we put out for their local sheriff there that is really helping the sheriffs understand their powers, duties, and jurisdiction. And so we're pleased here at our Police and Military Association that people are getting these sheriff's videos telling them that they have to stand up against these things.
Are you?
And they have the duty and power to do it.
I know you get contacted by military and police multiple times an hour, but are people in the military really starting to see it even clearer now?
They are. Yes, they are, Alex. Our biggest thing is that they say, man, we're over here risking our lives, allegedly, for America, and at the same time, our parents and children are losing their freedoms back home. What's this all about?
What's this all about? Jack, stay with us. Let's come back and talk to Mike and Brian and Michael and Tammy and John. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jack, with all these big, horrible things happening to the country, the plunging dollar, just the dismantling, people say, well, why would they want to do bad things to us? Why would they want to set up a police state? Well, a police state is so they can have their way with you. It's about enslaving you so they can feed on you. The globalists are greedy and dark-hearted creatures. And I can't think of a better example of just the atmosphere in America where a flying tiger veteran of World War II, a colonel, you know, shoots an intruder and then they come take his guns.
That's right, Alex. Here's a man that served his country and continued to be a tremendous citizen. He's been involved in politics, helping Congressman Lane Evans in office and other activities all these years, 87 years of age, and now this one time when, you know, the Constitution, the right to keep and bear arms should be upheld for him, that he fought for and could have died for, flying with the Flying Tigers. And here he has no protection. The sheriff was more than willing to come in and take his protection, but when 87-year-old Leonard Gamage looked into his eyes and says, could you send me some protection? Could you send over somebody to protect me from this thug who's now out on the street? And he says, no, can't do it. Here, but give me your gun.
I know. Let's take
absolutely asinine, and it makes us so angry.
It is. It's disgusting, and it's going to get worse. Mike in Texas. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Mike O'Grady. Had a similar situation in the mid-80s. Got a stalker who came into the house, who had been following us for 18 months, came in with the express, almost written, desire to kill us. And I smoked him, shot him 6 times. For my efforts, following Texas law, by the way, on self-defense and defense of a third party, I was convicted of murder and had to go to a Texas prison system for a number of years and was on parole for 15 years afterwards.
Wow.
This is, the guy was a Mason and I wasn't, so I had deputies working for me at the time in my automotive repair shop that told me they were part-time workers and full-time deputies. They told me that where it is downtown, you're going down. So even though my attorney was the ex-prosecutor and my brother was a cop, I grew up with a cop, Henry Wade called my little brother in and said, if you testify in your brother's trial, you will be fired. So it was a set-up deal from the get-go.
Wow.
The bottom line to all that is...
Your brother still should have testified even if he got fired.
He would have if there was anything pertinent he could have said.
No, I understand. So... Well, I ought to have you on as, you ought to send me some news clippings. I ought to have you on as a guest sometime. Yeah, we see this more and more in America where you shoot somebody who's busted in your house and you go to jail, Jack.
Well, this was back before stalking was cool. And since then, my case has kind of invoked some of the Texas stalking laws with some help of friends.
Have you ever gotten your record expunged?
No.
How long did you spend in prison?
3.5 years.
Unbelievable. Wow.
And you had a witness and everything. This guy busted in your own house.
Multiple witnesses had a peace bond on the guy, had called the cops several times, and, of course, what they always told me was, is he there yet? He's going to kill you, yeah, but is he there yet? No, he's not. They said, well, we can't do anything. Call us when he gets there. And my response always was, you mean I'm dead, then you can come arrest the guy. And they said, well, you have a gun,
so describe
right?
how this happened. When he busted through your door, what happened?
I'm sorry, say again?
Describe what happened when you killed him.
The guy got really drunk one night, came over to the house where me and my fiance were living, and came
in
the door.
Is he an ex-boyfriend of her?
Right. That's why he was a stalker. Came in the door yelling and screaming that he was going to get the punk, that would be me. And when he started up the stairs, I shot him 6 times. Missed once. Only had 7 shots in my gun. But I wasn't fooling around.
Did he die immediately?
Yeah. Yeah, I sent you an email earlier, actually. He died of lead poisoning on the spot. But... it was, I wouldn't hesitate to do it again, even though my life was ruined and I spent $100,000 in legal fees and got convicted anyway.
Jack, any comments on that?
Yes. I just want to tell the people out there that it is very important that you defend yourself. And, you know, the old saying is better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6 is very, very true. I can tell you, I could go on for 2 months, Alex, telling you about the young girls have been broken in on, and they had no way to protect their kids, and their kids were killed and everything. I mean, horrible, horrible stories.
Well, it's like the story where the guy's using the axe, or was the pitchfork, to kill all the little kids, and the 14-year-old could have gotten to the .22 or the rifle, but it was locked up because of the California law.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, this is the thing that's going on in Phoenix, Arizona, the 6th largest city that I worked in for years. And we would tell the people that 2 things to remember, very, very important, is that you never say you shot to kill him, you shot to stop him. Never say shot to kill because it sounds very bad before a jury.
We'll be right back.
Only shot to stop him, and also make sure that you're the only liar on the witness stand.
We got a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to cycle through a bunch of these calls. Dr. Deagle, who's been on as a guest before, called in. He has a comment. We got Jack McClam with us. We're about to go to Brian and Michael and Tammy and many others that are holding. Dr. Deagle, you had comments about this national ID card.
First thing I want to say is actually a comment to everyone listening. In the 10 years that you've been doing your broadcasting, this is probably the most important broadcast that you've done in terms of what it's going to do to American civilization. If we don't stand up now with Alex and with what he's doing to try to get the truth out and take action, it's over. The Constitution is going to be nullified with this Patriot Act, too. I've talked to legal experts. In fact, I talked to a constitutional expert in federal law yesterday. I was shown the national ID, at least one version of it, which is sitting in a warehouse in Illinois, both the national ID card as well as the implantable chips for titanium and Pyrex. They don't plan on just chipping you so they can track you. These are tracked by the same towers as cell phones and low Earth orbit satellites. They want to eventually wet wire your brain. And I've seen the experiments firsthand. When I was recruited and turned the project down for CIA project in 1978 at UCLA VA Wadsworth Hospital, this is very serious. I want to read through these documents myself as well and see exactly, because I have Patriot Act 1, and I cannot believe it. I've read Mein Kampf over 30 years ago, and what I see coming is 1,000 times worse.
It has nothing to do with terrorism. Jack McClam?
nothing to do whatsoever, Alex. Our police and military association here has checked this out, and we've looked at it every angle we possibly can. And the system set up today, with our borders totally unguarded, and we know we have Border Patrol agents on our mailing list here who talked to us about the 4,000 a night coming through just alone through the Arizona border that they don't catch. And it's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with security of the American people whatsoever. It has to do with control of the American people.
Well, the legislation says internal checkpoints, internal passports, all the nightmares of the airports now to be phased in. It's always incremental.
Yes.
Now not just the cameras on your street corner, but little checkpoints. Let's take a call. Brian in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, awesome to talk to you as always. Quick question and then a quick comment. I was wondering if I was allowed to just advertise in the newspaper, Infowars.com, or make up business cards.
Well, you're allowed to advertise whatever you want. Yeah, well, it used to be a free country.
Okay, awesome.
But no, I would thank you for doing that.
No, it's like my part-time job now to inform everybody. I've seen all your movies like at least three times. And
well, if we all had that attitude, we wouldn't be in this position. We became decadent.
That's right.
We became unplugged spectators. And we've got to be engaged. Jack, any comments to what he just said?
Yes. Our whole work here as volunteer police and soldiers is to awaken our police and soldiers, because we know, of course, that if it is we, the police and soldiers, going to be the enforcers, that if we say no to enforcing tyranny, it won't get enforced. And,
and military, you're citizens too.
Yeah.
You're allowed to stand up and say you don't like all this.
That's right. Absolutely.
But if I had a job and they told me to go run off a cliff, I'm going to say no, I'm not going to do that.
Yes. It has been brought up to this sheriff, Michael Johnson, there in Illinois, that took the guns away from our World War II vet and left him defenseless, that he says, well, I have to uphold the law. Well, what happened to his constitutional oath that is the supremacy clause under Article 6?
Yeah, those are the big ten, folks. You know, they're the big ones in stone, not some regulation.
Alex, I want to tell you about this news story that I saw. I rarely ever watch TV news. I was over at a friend's house, and there were these kids that had vandalized the whole neighborhood. They were spraying swastikas and whatnot, but the news report didn't say that they were vandalizing. They said they were terrorizing the neighborhood. And when I brought this up to the friends in the room who were watching, they go, oh, well, they are terrorists. And it's just really sad to see that they can use those words.
And then when these stupid punk kids get caught, they'll get charged with terrorism and not have their rights.
Exactly.
And by the way, half the time this happens, it is minority kids doing it to get attention. In fact, more than half the cases at colleges and streets and synagogues, when we research it, it usually comes out. And this happens over in Europe, too. It is groups doing it to themselves for attention. I don't know about this case, but in a lot of cases it is. In fact, Jack, you see that a lot in law enforcement, don't you?
Oh, yes. In Phoenix, we had kids doing swastikas for certain groups of Jewish people that wanted the attention to pass these hate crime legislation. And so a lot of this goes on.
Well, thank you so much, Alex.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Any comments, Dr. Deagle?
Yeah, I think that we have to all wake up. I believe in the 2% rule, which is, I think, the basis behind what your program has, which is if 2% of people start yelling along with Alex Jones across this nation and across the world that are listening on the Internet, this won't happen. But if we don't, terror is months or weeks or just a couple years away, and we don't know. And,
well, clearly 9/11 is just a setup for bigger events.
Well, when I sat in that meeting we talked about a few weeks ago on air, between the FBI and the CDC director, the FBI director said there will be a Pearl Harbor event. And, of course, we've just passed the date when Pearl Harbor, of course, we know it was manufactured, happened. So guess what we're going to have again?
Sure.
Now, as another Christmas present, it's not 1913, we're going to receive Patriot Act II. And don't think if you're in another country like Canada or Britain or anywhere else, it's not going to come to you, because what they do in America will be replicated everywhere, but it'll be a nicer version. They're worried about Americans because they have to disarm you, because you'll stand up and fight. Right now, many of them are asleep, but they're going to start waking up when all of a sudden their money's worth nothing, they don't have a job, and they realize that they're now being told to report to chipping stations or to report to mandatory vaccinations that might kill them. And I can tell you as a doctor.
And that's the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. I mean, they're really doing this.
Yes, and these things are mandatory. And if you don't, you are a terrorist by definition, and you're taken away to
I hear this all the time. I'll hear about a barroom fight, and they go, he was engaging in a terrorist attack. He was terrorizing. We're charging him with terror. Jack, I'm sure you heard about the lady selling the knockoff Rubik's Cubes that got a Homeland Security visitor, the veteran who called and complained too much. They said,
we heard it through you, Alex. We've got a wonderful micro broadcaster on the mountain up here that shares your show with us every day here at our Police and Military Association.
I mean, I have hundreds of examples, Jack, now where, again, a kid with a half ounce of pot, they go, you don't get any rights. We're just going to send you straight to jail under the Patriot Act. I mean, folks, this has nothing to do with terrorism.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, the target was the American public. The target was our freedom.
Well, that's another point, Doctor.
The world, not America, but the whole world. They're going to use America and then throw it away like a carcass when it's done.
Yeah, using us as kind of the blood supply for this new world order and sucking us dry while we're doing it. That's another example that I was going to raise here. About the FEMA training, and this didn't end with Bill Clinton, it expanded with George Bush, is for homeschoolers, gun owners, Christians, somebody that has an anti-UN sticker on their car, major law enforcement magazines say, go ahead and arrest them. And police chiefs, don't criticize your officers. This person might be a terrorist. Any comments to that, Jack?
Yes, I've just reached over when you said that, Alex, and picked up this FBI brochure for eyes only of police officers given out in Phoenix and other cities to police officers only that have listed on there Christians and patriotic Americans that are suspected domestic terrorists.
And it says those
the FBI handed out.
And it says those that make frequent references to the Constitution.
That's right. Yes.
And I don't watch those people.
They use old Butch Reno's name for Christians, these doomsday cult people out here. And that's exactly what she called us, remember? That they are suspected domestic terrorists.
She did tell a major magazine that, quote, Christians are mentally ill.
Yeah. Well, the Christians that are listening to this show today and the Patriots should know you're listed on the FBI brochures.
Right.
Now, of course, there was so much stink by it, even by police calling in, like our police association, that they got rid of the brochure. But let me tell you, folks, you are in the NCIC computers. If you're a Christian and a patriot, you are there, and it didn't change their heart just because there was stink raised about this brochure. They the brochure, but they didn't withdraw the designation.
Well, what about Michigan 2 months ago? They were told, if you want this Homeland Security funding, you've got to have a set of drills where simulated homeschooler parents murder everyone at the school and start blowing up school buses. And they had 200 children had to take part in this and simulate with fake blood and arms blown off how bad the homeschoolers are, how they killed them.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, in my film Police State 3, we get into that, but in Road to Tyranny, a three-year-old film, almost 3 years old, in 9/11, the Road to Tyranny, we have video from Kansas City, as FEMA says, all Christians are enemies of the government and terrorists. The founding fathers are terrorists. Anyone that talks about the Constitution is a terrorist. Now, Jack, you've seen that video. I've got them on tape.
Yes, that's absolutely true. The writing, there's so much writing on the wall fell down, as the old saying goes. So it's time the American people wake up and get out of your prayer closet, get out there on the field, and start educating people as fast as we can. We're turning this thing around, Alex, as you know, but
yeah,
they've got a long way to go. Because if they do this next terrorist attack and suspend the Constitution, which means the First Amendment, you and I, brother, are off the radio and the doctor's off the radio, and if we... Whoever we have informed at that time is maybe all that will get informed. So we got a big job to do very rapidly before they set off this next absolutely horrific, probably 100,000 to 200,000 Americans will be killed in this next one because they've got to get the people to give up their girls and boys for this draft coming up. They've got to get into Iran and Saudi Arabia and Syria. And they've got to have the American people acquiesce to that, so they've got to have another horrendous
a terrorist attack on America. We got a lot of work to do while we still have the First Amendment.
Dr. Deagle, any comments?
Yeah. Back in March 1 of 2001 at the Adams Mark Hotel, when I spoke to the FBI director, he said there will be a Pearl Harbor event that will bring about the national ID that will be put in you and will kill 50 to 500,000, and he repeated it three times.
Yeah.
This was in detail, went over the...
Well, the CFR, has been all over television saying this.
And the national ID is tied directly to the Council on Foreign Relations article back in September of 1970 that talked about evaluated attacks that they have in Europe, and they have in Canada, and they have elsewhere, in New Zealand and Australia, where they want to replace the income tax with a tax of transaction. And if you don't have one of these ID cards, in the future, you will not be able to buy or sell.
And the reason is, just like with the new internet tax Bush signed last Friday, oh, yes, you didn't know about that? Comes in 07, the grandfather. Now, understand, folks, this national ID card, the poor people won't have to pay a sales tax because that's fair, which I actually agree. But when you'll have to swipe the card, even when you pay cash, to see what value you get. This is the official plan. That's why they've got to have it all standardized, and they're going to keep the income tax at 10%, quote, for Social Security, then ratchet that back up. Let's go back to the calls. Michael in Kentucky, then callers in Colorado and Texas. Michael, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. This is your unofficial TV affiliate here in northeastern Kentucky, TV10Moorhead.com. I've aired a lot of your videos and even some of your radio programming. But
I appreciate that. Yeah, I've gotten calls from that. Thank you.
Okay. What I wanted to go back to some of what Dr. Deagle was saying and another caller last hour. Can you just imagine how far along they would be if it wasn't for the resistance of alternative media outlets like these? And we need to be very prepared to support our small and independent media, because with this coming digital television and digital radio they're trying to push on us, that there's a lot of shaking up that's going on. You know, be ready to go protest your cable company if they're going to shut down the cable access station all across this country. This kind of stuff is going to be, I think, turned the heat up on it even more.
It already has been.
Yeah, I've been listening to some of the callers that you've been getting.
And they tell the little local community commercial station like yours, you got to buy a $1 million digital transmitter.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, well, you know, but I think it is also hard for us to realize sometimes the unseen help that we are getting. And the kind of diabolical plots that we don't even know about that have been derailed because we're fighting.
This is another thing.
We need to.
This is an important point.
Sure.
That they can pass all this stuff all day. They can say, as I said last hour, that black people aren't human beings again and that they're slaves. But I expect blacks not to report to the plowshare. So, again, they can claim they're God, Jack McClam. That doesn't make them God.
That's right, and I want to give the people a little encouragement out here. We do have more police than soldiers, especially on the email coming into us, comments about that they're not going to do these things and force these things on the American people. And, of course, same with soldiers that we're hearing from that are awakening today. So, you know, we need to be hopeful but get out and do the work. Got to get the work done, and we've got to inform people
right.
As fast as we can.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Really great points. Tammy in Colorado. Tammy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Alex. It's Tammy. Yeah, proud member of Prison Planet TV.
Well, thank you.
I enjoy it. I just have two quick comments. I don't know if you've been listening to Air America or not, but I think that you should kind of try to hold hands with maybe like Randy Rhodes, because she really is on the right track, although she still thinks Bill Clinton is an angel, which I wish you could help her out with that. I think they're doing a good job, you know, getting out to people. I think, you know, maybe
no, a lot of the left is waking up to the New World Order police state, but I bet they won't talk about how the majority of Democrats voted for this Patriot Act too, along with Lord Bush yesterday and this national ID card. Jack McClam?
Yes, they certainly did, and I think that we have an awakening on the left. We found this with our new program, PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com, where we're asking for the left and the right, whose children are going to be drafted come June 2005 in this universal draft, to join us to say from now on, through a congressional bill that the congressmen and senators and presidents and their staff that vote for a draft or a war or fund a war or support it will go immediately to the front lines in the on the battle zone in the boots on the ground, soldiers right up front, not in the background at headquarters or not flying over in some beautiful jet plane or Apache helicopter, but right there on the front lines of the infantry.
Anything else?
I just wanted to mention that I just got an email about the March 20th. Of course, it's the second anniversary of the Iraq War. It's going to be a mass protest, Central Park. And I realize that they just passed this new legislation, and it could be very dangerous to go. But I think it might be one of the last times we get to get out there and tell them that we're against it. So if you could just pass on the March 20th. Mass demonstration in Central Park.
I will. Thanks for the call. Great points.
Very good.
Stuff all won't be implemented overnight, folks. We've got to get out there and stop them from implementing. So don't be afraid. Be afraid of fear.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get into the implantable microchips that the media keeps pushing on you, with several of the people out promoting it, and Catherine Albrecht, who's fighting it. We'll try to get John and Glenn in here at the end with Jack McClam. Dr. Deagle's phone keeps breaking up, so I want to thank him for coming on, but he's gone now. Again, Patriot Act 2 and the National ID Card passed the House yesterday. The media acts like it's a foregone conclusion. The Senate getting its job done protecting us. Doesn't tell you what's in it. That's in the Senate right now, so try to at least get some media attention on this so people know what's happening. Perhaps in the next Congress we can try to have these provisions repealed once people know what's happening. John in Texas, go ahead, you're on the air.
I was wondering, they said that two towers fell because of all the aviation fuel burning in them. But Tower 7 didn't have any aviation fuel burning in it, and it fell. And if it fell just because it was on fire, how come all these other skyscrapers like in Chicago and South America aren't falling down all over?
Yeah, they just had that big fire, and the building didn't collapse. Look, Building 7, again, wasn't hit by a plane, and they say they blew it up. I mean, it's Jack, comments?
Yes, absolutely. Their statement, Alex, tells us exactly what happened. The public's not supposed to know about it, but all those buildings were blown up and brought down a controlled demolition.
And then the company controlled demolition, hauled the wreckage away, which was a crime scene.
Absolutely.
Anything else, John?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, because they said that towers fell because the fuel was so hot, but 7 didn't have fuel in it.
Well, how come people were standing in the holes for 20 minutes waving in helicopters? The firefighters said the fires were almost out. Send up more ladders.
Because those buildings were brought down with controlled munitions.
It's totally clear. I'm glad you're back with us, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, John. Glenn in Oregon. Go ahead, Glenn. Last caller.
Yeah, hi. I just had a comment on the veteran and his gun. Is he prevented from getting a new one?
Well,
I got $20 for toward the new one for him.
Yeah. Well, he talked to the sheriff and he says, "Sheriff, I need to protect myself from this criminal." And he said, "I'm going to go over to the next state, which is only not too far away." And the sheriff says, "You will be a criminal. We will have to deal with that if you go over there and get a gun. You'll be a criminal." So I don't know if we talked to our police and military association, talked to Congressman Lane Evans' office this morning, and they said in Illinois you can't have a gun even hanging on the wall like he had without a license for it. So we're hoping that people will call the congressman's office and apply some pressure to the local sheriff to go over there, and if need be, we don't like this, but if need be, at least have him fill out the paperwork and expedite it so this man isn't sitting there at night again tonight, not sleeping, worrying about getting his throat cut.
All right. Thank you for the call. Anything else, Glenn? All right. Thank you. Jack McClam, quickly, give us your website and the same thing, Dr. Deagle.
Okay. Ours is on Police and Military Against the New World Order.org. Police and Military Against the New World Order.org. Put a dash between each word, Alec.
Or just type it in. Type Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order.
It'll come up.
It'll pop up on Google. Dr. Deagle, real quick, your website?
Well, Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. But the comment I want to make is get your materials now. Anybody who's listening, because the time of liberty is drawing to an end. This is the most serious topic that you've ever covered. With this event, this is a Pearl Harbor event, and it's just like ground zero in terms of what's happened. We're actually, it's like being Hiroshima. Instead of nuclear bombs, this is a legal bomb that's been dropped on us.
And the news media won't even report what's in this legislation that's now in the Senate about to pass today. Please call them. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Take care, gentlemen. God bless. Third hour coming up. You don't want to miss this interviews. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch all the videos, read the books, the rest of it. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.